This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Well, a happy Tuesday to you, news listeners. Welcome to your latest installment of the BTN News Show. It is the 23rd of November, 2021. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on over the past 24 hours, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we're going to start out Tuesday with some hacker news, particularly anybody out there with a GoDaddy account. According to the Securities and Exchange Commission, the web hosting company GoDaddy has revealed that it has discovered it's been hacked. At least they didn't beat around the bush with it, did they? According to GoDaddy, they've discovered unauthorized third parties, and they've actually gained access to its managed WordPress hosting environment. What does this mean? Well, about 1.2 million users have been affected, with their email addresses and customer number exposed, plus admin passwords for both WordPress sites on the hosted platform. Other things that could have been compromised, more than likely probably was, passwords for SFTPs and SSL private keys. Yep, these hackers seem to have gotten a lot. Problem is, though, it's not the first time it's happened to GoDaddy. 2018 comes to mind when an AWS error exposed data on GoDaddy servers. Then just last year, 28,000 user accounts were also breached. Speaking of security, how about encryption? How about Facebook Messenger and Instagram getting that encryption? Nah, never mind. At least not for the foreseeable future. Yes, it looks to be that those folks over there at Meta are saying that Facebook and Instagram will not get end-to-end encryption anytime soon, maybe sometime in 2023. Gotta love that word, sometime, meaning nothing set in stone yet. This is actually coming off the heels of when we were promised end-to-end encryption, and then all of a sudden Messenger and Instagram chats merged last year. Ever since that happened, the whole end-to-end encryption kind of went dark, and that encryption can just keeps getting kicked down the road. Well, finally, something good's happened on the Android Messenger platform. The update now will handle Apple iMessage reactions properly. Yes, this has been a long-standing issue between two people on two different platforms. And previously, when an iPhone user reacted to an Android user's message using an emoji, it actually just appeared as a separate text message. And then the confusion pretty much set in. But the update should clear all the confusion up now. In fact, we've already seen some examples of it from the folks over there at 9to5Mac, showing screenshots now how the emoji reactions appear attached to the intended text, pretty much as they were just sent by another Google Message user. And finally, those of you craving your analog pocket thinking, is it going to be here before Christmas? Well, it looks like it. Yes, delays after delays after delays, it looks like the analog pocket is a-coming. And if you got your pre-order in already, it will start shipping December 13th. Yep, just in time for a stocking stuffer. This was actually sent out yesterday from the makers over there of the analog pocket in a blog post, pretty much stating that due to unprecedented shipping congestion, your order will be shipped and delivered between December 14th and December 30th. So yes, a few of you out there might be a bit on the unfortunate side of not having it under the tree. They went on to say that customers who did pre-order the pocket will receive an email once their order has shipped, with all the appropriate tracking information. Those of you aren't familiar with the device, well, it actually has the ability to actually play cartridges from original Game Boys and even the Sega Game Gear. And unfortunately, like a lot of things in this pandemic times, there were numerous delays due to electronics, heck, just even shipping, plus the manufacturing side of it. Got a story? No one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is where you can find this show and support this show. As you know, we rely completely on your generosity to keep the new show going. So if you love what we do, please head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions and lend your support to keep the new show on the air today. Yes, we're on Facebook still at British Tech Network. And of course, if we're on Facebook, we got to be on Twitter too. And you can find us there at British Tech. But what we'd love for you to do is be a part of the BTN community. Why don't you come on over today and join in the fun at britishtech.slack.com. The new show. Yes, we will have a Wednesday edition tomorrow, believe it or not. And we will get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, hope you have yourself a great Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.